Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, sorry to Shift listeners, and actually especially Patreon listeners, because usually you guys get this early, but every guest I asked cancelled. So it was a bit of a disaster. And also 50% my fault, because I was just like, there's so much going on this week that it was hard to get a replacement in time. So I asked Leland, would he do this last minute as a fill-in?
And here I am.
Here he is. So this is going to be up just a little bit late, but sure. What can you do? That's grand.
I think I understand the meaning of grand now. When you use it just there, it's like, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's like not a good okay, but it's like a fine okay.
So for the listeners, like, Leland was using grand, like trying to copy my slang, but in the wrong way. So I'd be like, oh, did you enjoy the sex? And he'd be like, yeah, it was grand. And I'd be like, what the fuck? You mean it was grand? And he's like, yeah. Thinking like, you're thinking like that we use grand as in like grandiose.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But like really, it's like
Harry
a
Potter character.
It's like a fine, not the best, how are you feeling? But
I'm
fine.
Grand. Yeah. Fine. There was an article. Oh, also, just in case there's any new listeners, this is Leland Long. He is my boyfriend, but he's also a comedian.
Yes.
So, and he has his own podcast called The Idiot's Catalog.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of like consonants in that for a second. I was like, Idiot's Catalog. So I was thinking about looking at this article that I saw someone post about. And it was basically just criticizing. Sorry, I'm trying to put my tea on that. Can I do that?
Yeah, go for it. What would you say? It's criticizing, like, I thought it was a little bit sex negative in a way. Like, I got what he was saying, but.
So it's a girl.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I thought you said I got what he was saying. I just heard you wrong. I feel like it was criticizing sex positivity and saying that it's gotten so far that people can't say they're necessarily uncomfortable with some sex things in the fear of maybe kink shaming. So it's an interesting read. It's Christine do you have the article on your phone?
Aguilera?
No. Leland just learned who Christine Aguilera is. This is what's happening when you're dating a child. He didn't know.
Wow.
Well, that sounds inappropriate, but a younger man. Because we were listening to like old songs and he didn't know Let's Get Dirty.
Yeah.
How can you not? That's like any guy who's listening to this is like, yeah, that's probably the first time they like had a part on to him. I feel like because it was super sexual at the time.
Wait. Do you think guys are getting hard-ons to songs?
The video, yeah. She splashes water all... Maybe to the songs. It's like, let's get dirty. Want to get a little bit naughty. Okay. Sweat dripping all over my body. That's sexual. I get turned on when I hear audio.
Sure. Christine Emba.
Emba. Okay, great.
EMBA.
And the opinion was from the... It's from the Washington Post. And it was, consent is not enough. We need a new sexual ethic.
Yeah.
It was interesting because obviously this podcast was meant to be about like being sex positive, and especially when I had come from like having a lot of shame with sex, where obviously originally Des didn't. He had a totally different perspective on sex. And I really liked where the podcast has gotten me, but it was interesting reading that where I kind of did relate to some of the stuff she's saying. And I'm not saying we should stop being sex positive, but there's some points she hits on where I have... Okay, so... in the article, she discusses about how the girl is seeing this guy that she really likes, and he chokes her. She's not comfortable with it, but she doesn't feel comfortable to not do it, because I'm presuming that she wants to satisfy him. And I feel like that's a big struggle nowadays because of maybe like porn or expectation.
Sure.
And it's so hard to get into a relationship in our world now with like dating apps, constant options. You're just afraid that they'll kind of be like, okay, fine, you're not interested in this, next, or they might outsource it somewhere else. And this might be only my fear, but this is how I felt a little bit when I was younger. So it was harder to say, and you wanted to please the person and be like, yeah, okay, if you like that. And so it's harder to say, no, I don't want that, without feeling you're offending them. And you're like, what's that word, like shaming someone's kink or whatever, which like choking any listener 100%, if you don't like that, please tell them. But I can see how, if you really care about someone, they're like, I'm really interested in, how you could maybe put their needs before yours, and how you might feel like, oh, well, I'm silly for not in, you know, not being more explorative with sex. I don't think that's a word, but you know, where, and then porn has gone to such an extreme. So you feel like you might be, it's just easy to feel like you're, and I can't find the word for it, but sometimes it's easier just to go with it than really express what you're comfortable with.
Yeah. And I think that was what the article was saying. It was talking about like consent and how we need more than just consent, because just a simple yes, we need more language to like convey, yes, I'm okay with some things, or like, I want you, just not this. So we need like more ways to say what we're comfortable with.
I agree. I also think that, and Ian Finance said this on the podcast before, so for any new listeners, this is new information to you. For any old listeners, you might remember when he said that the problem now with porn is that people watch it, and that's the expectation. Whereas you can watch an action movie, like I watched Batman and didn't think, oh my God, I can go out and be Catwoman tomorrow. Hmm. Like, how come we can separate the two? But the problem with porn is you're seeing okay, we watched porn together for the first time, and it's probably the first real time I've watched porn. I watched it like a few seconds clip on the podcast before, and I watched it at home just to see so I could report about the podcast, but never really like with a, I never would have part, that was my first, you know. But I will say that there was some things that I was like, you know, when we watched the anal sex and her arsehole opened to unnatural, it was a different dimension. That's not realistic. And for me and you, if we even do like, you know, like digits, that can hurt me sometimes. So like, how could, if I were like, and I'm like, yeah, I want to try that, like a finger, it's like fun and bold and taboo, it's not really, it doesn't feel that great, it's more like the boldness of it.
Yeah.
I can see like the, if a young man is watching that, he sees that girl's big arsehole, he probably thinks, oh, all arseholes open up like that. And then the expectation on a young woman to just go straight to anal, which is actually, you know, there's usually a preparation for that. You gotta, you know, I'm sure you gotta build up to that, you have to be relaxed and comfortable enough with it. So it's just like they're watching these expecting, you know, or women to gag on the penis and that be like a good thing. Or when, you know, I like being tied up, and when we went to watch tie up sex.
Oh, yeah.
It was rape. It was like he comes into the house and he like puts chloroform on her. And I'm like, I don't want to watch. Like, is this like a, is this a movie? I don't know what's going on.
When we decided to put on porn, I was like, what do you think you'd be into? And she told me this and this, and I was like, all right, I have to type those in, but I have to put gentle in the search bar before any of those searches go through.
Which it's so scary, because for young men, they're not going to think gentle. They're just going to see exactly what comes up straight away.
And, yeah.
You know, and I think maybe that's normal. And the, yeah, I don't know. They're definitely, there is like a disconnect there, because if you're watching a movie and you're watching the one with the cars, that there's like 17 of them, and the recently was in space. What was that? Oh, Fast and the Furious. Mm-hmm. You don't go out and get in your car and try to drive to the moon or whatever. Yeah. Like, or yeah, they just need to know that there's, it's fiction.
I think they should have a disconnect with porn and know that that's not how it is.
But you know? It's different than, okay, so let's say I watch a Fast and the Furious And then I get in my car and all of a sudden I'm like, well, I don't enjoy my car as much. So I think what's happening with young people, you're making your brain be like, only find it this the turn on, this like insane version of sex.
Yeah. I think it's because you are getting turned on. There's like another act with the watching.
Yeah.
Because if you, I don't know, maybe if you were watching Fast and Furious while driving your car, you might be like, well, now I can't drive my car any other way, you know?
Oh, yeah, because you know what you're I mean? Wanking. Because
you're doing the thing while watching it.
That's really tough.
Yeah.
And I will say like...
Or if you're like cooking while watching a cooking show, you're like, well, now I can't cook bad. I have to cook this way.
Yeah, yeah. I will say that for me, watching porn with you was great because it was like such a turn on. Like we're in a relationship a year now and... It like helped it like spicing it up a little bit. Like we had to flick through, but it was like fun. And for me, it was just like fun seeking naked people, you know, have sex. Like that was it. Whereas I was like thinking about it and it got me like really turned on. But I was like, and I've been kind of struggling with getting like a little out of my head recently just because I've been overwhelmed with work. And then I started to feel the pressure myself like, oh, my God, I need to make sure I'm having sex with Leland, which is all on me. But then that kind of takes it out of your head. So it was kind of freeing to watch the porn and do something that's like bold and we don't do.
Yeah.
But that was nice to keep that like for farther on in our relationship. And
oh, yeah, it's definitely a thing you do further into it.
But I just mean it helps with keeping long-term relationship because, well, okay, two things. Just because it was like, oh, we did this thing. Now this is something we can kind of maybe do once in a while and look forward to. But if we hadn't done that to start, we might have burnt out that option.
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, for me, never watching porn, now that became like a nice treat. It was like I do think, funny, like interesting, if we are to continue to do it, I would like to subscribe to one of those like, you know, where the women are like... the female director ones.
Yeah,
because you have to pay for them.
Those ones.
It was funny because there was a comedian on stage last night and he was like, I just want to watch porn where they're not related and they can't see a search up and down. And I'm like, and you know, because it's all like stepsister, stepmother. And it's like, because you're not paying for it. You're like, you want to watch free, like if you pay for the actual directors and the feminist porn people and even, you know, whatever, just the people who are, everybody is getting paid. Everybody wants to do it. And then they'll have, and apparently they have like much more like real, not as acted. Like some of the stuff we saw was very like acty, you know, like in her voice that time, wouldn't you?
I would disagree. I think it's not acted enough.
Oh.
I think they really need to focus more on the acting.
Okay, maybe that's what I mean.
Real.
That's what I mean. It sounded very forced, like bad acting.
Sure, yeah.
Also,
there was that video that we found where like, this is great. And then she starts like, acting like she's into it, and it's like, oh, this is too
much. I was like, we've all been there. We've all faked that noises when we were younger. We didn't know what an orgasm was. Yeah. So it's just like, that's more triggering for any woman to watch that. I think for the second point I was going to make was that it actually turned me on because it's like a new novelty thing. So I think if you're watching porn from 15, 16, 17, of course it's not going to, and like, it's like that Caitlin Plufo joke where she says, they break their penis, men do, because they're watching it from so young that they can't get turned on. And I can't remember what her joke is, but it's something like totally ridiculous, like has to be like a horse jumping out of the sky while someone's having sex on top of them. That wasn't her analogy, but it's like by the time women figure out their bodies, men have already broken their bodies.
Pretty much.
And it's true because I felt like for me that was like it turned me on and it was like fun, but it's like, oh yeah, this could be nice in moderation. I would never want to watch it every night and like break my clit, you know?
No, yeah. I think my favorite part, which made me laugh, was at one point you're like, skip past this stuff. Skip ahead to the good stuff. And I was like, oh, you're like, a
I'm
pro. You know what you're doing already.
I'm not here to watch a movie. I don't need to know about like, oh, so you work here on the evenings. Well, yeah, I love photocopiers with my aunt. Like, I don't know. I can't remember.
I think that's good though. I mean, that's like the typical guy thing to like say, there's too much story here. I want to get straight to it. But I think it's good to have some story and some plot to be like...
Yeah, but for me, it wasn't. I mean, I was happy to skip ahead. We were on a time crunch, okay? I had to go to a show. I wanted to get turned on. I wanted to see some doggy-style sex.
Yeah. But just going to the thing of unrealistic expectations. Like,
no, you're right. There should be. You're 100% right. There should be... that storyline.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not a saint. I've also skipped ahead past the story and been like,
but we're also adults. And,
I don't care what this writer has to say about this, why these two people are together having sex. I just want to see them have sex. But
it's just interesting when you watch shows, where today we watched the show where the girl tried to hang herself, but up at the start, sorry, this took a real real change. At the start the movie warns you, and it says like there's the depictions of, so like usually TV shows have to warn you, like there's, you know, self-harm or there's violence. And I do think maybe in porn that has violence, they should at the start have a warning saying this is not real, they're actors.
Yeah. Or even at any porn, just the start of it, be like, hey, this is not how it is.
Yeah, well, there's some of those homemade porns, but a lot of that's the other thing too. Like, I kind of agree with the, if you want to sign up for OnlyFans, because like it's a real person, I don't know if, and you're paying the person who wants to do it directly. I don't want you to sign up. Are you signed up to any OnlyFans?
No, I don't have OnlyFans.
Dirty pervert. No one hasn't. I wouldn't think anybody was a pervert for doing that, but I would be annoyed if my boyfriend was signed up. Because it's like our people we know, you know? It's like strange. Sure. That feels like too much. So that's why when one-way porn is like us watching porn together, I wasn't like jealous that you were looking at another girl getting railed. But because there was a disconnect, it was like, oh, there's actors. It's just like watching a movie. So I guess that's the other thing. If you did find your boyfriend or partner signed up to an OnlyFans, you're like, oh, well, this feels like an intimate, this feels like cheating to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
but
hard.
What if it's like, I feel like a lot of it is, I mean, I have no idea what the OnlyFans process is like, but isn't it like, couldn't you go on there and just like find people that you don't know in your personal life?
Absolutely, yeah. But I think it does get a bit personal, like they can do personal messages and stuff. So I think it's just something you need to talk to your partner with. That sort of thing, I think openness about this like is really helpful, just if you are in a relationship. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to circle back to the whole porn and expectations. I think that's the issue now. And I think that's what she's trying to hit on in the article, that it's like she says with consent should be the baseline. So it's good that we've gotten to a place of consent, but it's a lot of pressure on women. So there was all that, like, women should say when they're not comfortable, women should speak up, and it's like another added element. And then it's like, oh, once you get consent, it's okay. But like, it's like not like a woman shouldn't feel like it's bad for not wanting to do anal or not wanting to do a threesome or not wanting to be choked or not into getting slapped. And you know, I had someone on the podcast before and he was like, thought it was like, why wouldn't you be okay with letting someone come on your face? And I was like, because it feels degrading to me. And he's like, yeah, but girls come on my face. And it's also like, yeah, but you're missing the context. So like, I'm pretty sure Shane Smith said before to me, and he's a comedian, that the way he said about like coming on someone's face was kind of like he likes when she does it. Was like, it seemed a bit more beautiful, like that they like the body fluids, and he seemed very respectful. And I'm sure a lot of women, what they've experienced is where a guy is just like pulls out and is trying to jerk on your face and like degrade you a bit. So it's like, it depends on how you do it and how you, if you communicate before, like, this is something I'd like to do, I want you to squirt on my face. And it's like, when that guy used that as his defense, the guest who had been on before, it's like, yeah, but that's not the norm. The norm is the guy just like pulling out and coming on you.
Yeah.
Most time he hasn't even made you come. And he's trying to just spread his fucking gunk all over you.
Yeah, I get that. And it's very like a fine line with the degradation stuff, because I feel like a lot of people are also into that on both sides of the... both sexes.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say that it's more men who are into the degrading than women.
Doing the degrading or being degraded?
Oh, okay. I feel like men, the majority will be guys degrading women, and women, not women degrading guys. But this is me just
from
what I've heard.
I hear what you're saying, but dominatrixes are a very big business.
Yeah.
And that's all about degrading the man.
That's different. Dominatrix, you know what you're signing up to. You know she's going to degrade you. You know that that's what you're into, and you go there. And there's usually, this is the thing with dominatrix, anybody who's in like the sex positive world are usually pretty open. Like the dominatrix, they're good communications. People who are in open relationships are usually like they've had a conversation about who they're going off and what they're doing with. It's the other people. So when you're saying like the dominatrix world, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about regular people.
That's and yes, I understand that. And like, it's not the norm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's not the norm. It shouldn't just be expected.
Because we're talking about like women who watching porn isn't normal and maybe don't. As for men, it's guaranteed normal. It's always been more normal to watch porn. They're seeing a woman get cum on her face. They're seeing choking. And then they're going off with a young woman and pretty quick in the relationship, maybe even just as a one-night stand or casual sex, are trying to mimic what they see in porn to get off. And then this woman is like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, and whereas women learn about their bodies later, learn about... And so they're going from their first sexual experiences to being choked to maybe not even have an orgasm yet.
Sure. Yeah. So I understand that. Not the norm. I'm not saying it's the norm at all.
Okay.
And I don't think it should be expected as the norm. I don't think anyone should go into a sexual situation without knowing the person thinking this person wants to be dominated. Mm-hmm. But I think if someone does want to be dominated, then that's something they can talk about.
Yeah.
You know? And I think both sides could want that. So I think is we just need to have more education about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Like teach people more like, hey, porn isn't real life. It's like you can't just go into a situation expecting this to be the norm.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Sorry, I thought I was going to sneeze, but I completely agree with you. That should be 100% in the education. It's wild that it's not. And because for those guys, they're just thinking that that's normal. That's what their first view of sex is that, oh, this is what I do. This is what I do to the woman.
Yeah.
I think the whole with the communication, it should be 100% because it has to be taught to teens that you should be able to talk about what you like and what you don't like. And I think that there should be an absence of guilt because I don't know if other women feel like I do, but I feel very guilty that I can't do everything. So for you, you've mentioned a fantasy before, and I still think about it and feel guilty that I probably won't be able to do that one day without taking my own advice and being like, well, Leland doesn't need to experience every that. Like the way we treat sex is like we don't treat that in every aspect of our life. Like, oh well, why don't I feel guilty that you're not climbing Mount Everest? Like there's no other thing that we think we should have to do at all. Or because you feel guilty when you're not giving your person their full sexual desires, but also their full sexual desires are probably unrealistic. Yeah. And it'd be like me saying, I really want to climb up Mount Everest one day. That's not going to happen. I don't want to. That's too cold. So that's a bad example.
but no, I get what you're saying. Like
don't treat that in any other aspect of our life.
Yeah. I mentioned to you like at one point, oh, I thought about walking across the United States and like, I still think that would be cool to do one day, but that's definitely never going to happen. Yeah. And I'm fine with that, you know?
Yeah.
It's something that I'd want to do, but realistically, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people just need to learn is that they can have wants that there aren't going to happen. Because everyone has like a list of wants. And I think you just need to narrow down which of those wants are most realistic and which can like actually happen and fit that into the life you have.
I agree. And keeping some things as fantasy is like fun to have as fantasy.
Oh, sure.
That actually when you do it, it's not as good as the fantasy. Sometimes it is.
And then it ruins the fantasy and makes it not as appealing anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, like I never want to do anal. I know I joke and say that I'm like saving it for marriage with you, but I honestly don't know. I think it would ruin the kind of, like it was fun watching it in porn. Like, oh, it was kind of bold, but I probably wouldn't even watch it again. It just looks sore to me. I don't see how that is. And we talked about like maybe other things, like smaller things and just messing about. Like those are more, I could see, but also you just don't know, like you can change your mind as you go along, but it's like, yeah, you don't want to feel guilty not for not doing everything. And I think that there was something that she said in the article that rang true for me anyway, was like it's even with consent, it's again putting it on the woman. And I think,
yeah. I'm sorry, can we pause it?
Okay, so we're back. What were we saying? Oh, it was more, anyway, I was just saying that it does feel like a lot of pressure. Oh, I think I was saying that you basically, yeah, we need to be able to communicate what we want and what we like and what we need. And maybe for the guys too, like young men, to just try, like, start really simple. It doesn't need to be jump to choking, jump to whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole point. It's like the little things are, because the thing with porn is you and your hand or whatever. That when you actually go to have sex, all the feelings, all the sensations, you probably don't need to jump to.
Yeah.
And just really getting to enjoy that. Like my friend wants to have sex to Marriage, and everybody who hears that, or when she says that, like, is like, what? I could never wait to have sex until Marriage. And I'm the same. I love having, is there's a big part of me finding out that I care about someone.
Yeah.
But I will say that if she wants a way to have sex and there's other things, like, honestly, sometimes just like learning about someone's body and trying all those other things, even if you do have sex, that's really important. Like, instead of going, okay, well, we've had sex, let's jump to, and I like being tied up and stuff like that, with you, because you're my partner and I know you're not going to murder me, but so I don't want some stranger just to grab that you will go to jail. Okay. So, yeah. But my point is that you know, the jump to go to like maybe aggressive or violent sex, and porn leans towards violent sex, and what we saw, you had to put gentle in just for there not to be like the jump to violence.
Mm-hmm.
When you learn about someone's body, like, there's someone she can get off with that's like that actually is gentle, like, you know, like when we do massage stuff, or just like going down on a guy or a girl and asking those simple questions like, do you like this, is this good for you, and that's so hot, and that's such a turn on, and that can be a turn on. Or just even like that Gloop show where she was showing like little touches can be a real turn on, and just like messing about with like people's like nerves, like in their nipples or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like, also that is sexy and hot, like softness and sweetness and learning about each other's body before the jump to let me shove her face in a pillow while I ride her doggy style.
Sure.
And I'm always telling you to pull my hair, and I like that, but I'm fucking 31 and I've been with you a year, and you're so sweet and kind to me that it's nice to see you a bit more dominant in the bedroom. And sometimes I take that role with you, and we try lots of different stuff, and we're in a long-term relationship. I guess what I'm trying to say is that for people's first sexual encounters or on a one night stand, it doesn't have to be the jump to the...
Yeah, it's definitely not a one night. Like, definitely not a first, definitely not even like a third sexual time together thing. It's like a been together for a while. Now, this is what I'm into.
Yeah.
Would you be into this as well?
Yeah, and unless you communicated that, let's say you met someone online and... That's the thing with the, again, sex positive community. A lot of time they've communicated that. They're like, this is what I want you to do. I want you to tie me up like a balloon and put your penis in my ear. Those people have talked about that before. So it's more when you just are in a room and all of a sudden a guy's like, yeah, you want to have sex? And you're like, yeah. And then he's like I'm fucking grabbing you and choking you. And you're like, I was choked 3 times without someone asking me. And one of the guys I had told I wasn't into choking, and he wanted to see if I was serious about that. Like, if I really didn't like it. Like, he didn't even trust me as a woman, that I know my own likes and wants.
Yeah.
So it is, again, just down to like communication. There was something else I was going to say about that, and it's after slipping my mind.
I think it is weird because it's like people have their fetishes,
mm-hmm.
and that's fine.
But yeah, just be open and honest about it.
Yeah, open and honest. But you can't, but here's the thing, you can't be open and honest too early.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I don't think first date. You be like, this is what I'm into. Because that's like, that's weird. And you have to invest the time. And people don't want to do that. People don't want to invest time for something that they're like, this might not work out.
I agree. I think it's good to invest the time, because if it is something I really enjoy. Give me an example.
Maybe feet.
Okay, yeah, because... that is a little like there has a it's annoying, I guess, for people who are into feet that there's a stigma against it, but it should be okay for the person who's into feet to just be like, okay, well, we can It's like when you go on a date, you talk, you hold hands, you kiss, you have sex. Sometimes it's okay that there's a process or a lead up to this. And then when you're like comfortable, it's like, hey, I'm into you wanking me off with your foot. The girl probably will be at a place where she's like, I really like him. It has to be okay that the girl is like, I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah, exactly.
And it has to be a two-way street. Yeah, I think you're right. I think people just want everything now. They need it now. They expect it now.
They want it not only, I think, not as much they want it now, but as much as like, they don't want to waste their time with relationships. And I think that's, they think, I can get this sex stuff out of the way, test the waters, see if this is a waste of time or not for me. And I don't think that's how it should be. I think it should be, you date, you build a foundation first. And then you see if you're compatible with the sex stuff. Because, like, relationships, I feel like, are... along the way, you do new things or experience new things that test your compatibility. You know, like, eventually you move in together and you say, are we good to... Can we live together? And I feel like some couples... We're not going to, but I feel like some couples... they move in together and realize like, oh, we don't want to be together.
Yeah.
You know, or like the pandemic forced a lot of couples into that, being together all the time. And a lot of people broke up in the pandemic.
Yeah.
So I feel like the sex stuff should just be another stepping stone in that process of like, okay, you're into choking. You're going to have to date this person for 4 months, 5 months, and then be like, do you want to choke? And if they're like, no... Then you have to make that decision, like, can I live without choking? Do I like this person enough to sacrifice my desire to choke for
or vice versa, being choked? Because there's, I know a guy who, the girl wanted him to hit him and he just wasn't really comfortable with that, and so they had to separate ways. But yeah, I completely agree with you. Plus, if you're with someone 4 months and let's say it is the guy maybe doing something, maybe the choking, let's say, at that stage, he's really shown like, hey, I'm invested. I'm in this. There's trust built. There's love. Like, the reason why, you're the only guy I've ever let pull my hair.
Yeah.
And it's because, a lot because I trust that you're not going to hurt me. We've built that foundation.
That too. Trust is a big part of it.
Whereas you're expecting people to like, you're so right. A lot of people in New York will want it on the first night and they want to see if they'll do everything straight away before they're willing to put their time into it. And it's like, and that's the confusing thing with like, I want there to be no shame with sex. I want there to be sex positivity, but I also think it is harmful saying that sex is just like going to the gym.
Yeah.
Because for a lot of people, it's not. For a lot of people, there is emotions connected. You are physically giving your body to someone. It's so vulnerable. It can be kind of risky with either diseases or safety. Mm-hmm. And you're expected to give that, to be like ready to do all of that before even getting to know a person. And I do think it's like, well, you know, people want to see if they're sexually compatible maybe first before investing the time. But
you have to invest the time. I think it comes down to like patience. I feel like as a society, we're not as patient.
I agree with you because I have so many friends over the years, and I'm talking about over 15 years from when we were teens, going, should I text him? Should I wait a day? I don't want to call him. Maybe I'll give it a few days. And each time I always think, he was inside you. This is always, they're worried about texting a person they've already had sex with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to get drunk, have sex with them. But you can't, I truly think you should be able to, if you're going to have sex, you should still be able to text or call. And like, fair enough, if it's like a one night stand, you know, you're going into that, you're like, I just want a one night stand. This is the thing, you have to be self-aware too. You got to know what you want, because if you're like, it's a one night stand, grand, I'm gonna have sex with them, I still think you should set your limitations. Like, when you get there and you're talking, be like, hey, like, if you're having sex and you're kissing and he's like, he's gonna ask, because this in this article, consent is the baseline, so he's gonna be like, do you want this? And they go, yeah. And then, but as going along, the guy has to be like, okay, is it okay if I choke you? And no, okay, well, let's continue doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I think
it has to be, the guy has to understand, or whoever wants to do the thing, they have to understand that they should ask for that.
Yeah.
And the person answering should understand that they can say no.
Yeah. 100%. Even though they want to still have, it's not going to ruin the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though they want to still have sex. And yeah, I think also, the person asking it has to realize, yeah, you're being vulnerable by asking this thing that might be shameful to some people. It might be like,
yeah, so don't yick their yum. What's it called? Don't be like, ew, what the fuck, pervert.
Yes.
You got to be like, oh, actually, that's not for me.
Yeah.
But can we keep doing this?
And yeah.
Person, probably, yeah, grand.
That's the thing, too. Because I feel like that is what they're afraid of by saying no, is the person being ashamed and upset. And they don't owe it to them to not make them ashamed and upset. But I understand the desire not to shame someone and make them upset.
Yeah, I think that's advice for every all walks of life too, not just sex. Like, I always think the older I've gotten, I've learned how to do this, not when I was younger, but like how to give someone information that's digestible. So I could get mad at you for something that you do, or I could like be like, hey, and like talk to you about it in like a nice tone and like a, you know, in all walks of life, that's just easier to do because the other person is going to be able to take in that information and see how it makes you feel. And I go, oh, okay, yeah, instead of getting defensive. Whereas you go, you do this and it's wrong. The person's like, fuck you, I don't do that. You just automatically, as humans, will be like, no, fuck that. So if you're like, ew, no, I don't like anal, you freak, then the person's going to be like, no, you're a fucking freak.
Yeah.
It's totally going to ruin the mood. Where if you're like, yeah, it's not, I wouldn't be comfortable with that right now, or I'd never be comfortable with that. The person's like, yeah, cool, let's like go back to the,
yeah.
It's just
and
a suggestion.
I think also the person getting rejected by that
has to be
mature enough,
yes,
and realize, hey, they're not saying you're a freak.
Yeah, you're not owed anything either.
Yeah, you're not owed anything. Don't get bummed out by this.
Yeah, don't get bummed out by it.
Because like, if the second that someone says, like, the second there's a guy on a one-night stand who asks a girl, can I choke you? And she's like, fuck no, that's insane. Then he's going to be like, oh, I shouldn't even ask. I feel ashamed.
Yeah.
And he's not owed it, but
he's also not that we should give anyone a gold medal for doing the right thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Still better than the fucking assholes who are just doing it.
Yeah.
But without asking, also back to the whole like not being able to text someone who's been inside you. Like, okay, even if you have a one-night stand and you want to text that guy, fucking go text them. Because remember, you've just shared something really intimate. So,
yeah.
And some people will swear they can compartmentalize sex and emotions, and fucking good for you. That's great. A lot of people can't. And so for those people, that's the thing. If you're having a one-night stand and you're taking a guy home drunk, or you're taking a girl home drunk, but you know you get emotionally attached, you know you won't feel good the next day, be honest with yourself. Because I couldn't do it. You know, I tried my fair amount, and it just wasn't for me. And I, you know, I wanted to have fun after getting out of a relationship, but it was like, oh, this isn't for me. I just get attached to a person I don't even know, just because actually sex is really intimate for me. And so with that going forward, then also I had to be honest with, I can't sleep with a guy too early. I can't sleep with him when I'm also worrying about whether or not to text him. And it's always put me in a worse position. So when even if I've slept with a guy after 3 or 4 dates, and I'm still like in that realm where I'm like, is it weird to text him like the next day, or should I wait a couple of days to text him? It's like that heightens that feeling, because it's like, oh, well, I've slept with him and now I want to text him, but I don't want to be too much. And it's like, if I've already been naked with this person seeing my naked body, I shouldn't be feeling nervous about texting them. So it's like, you got to kind of like be honest with how you feel and how much you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
And what your level of ability is, like, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, I think
good. So. I don't even remember when we had sex.
I don't remember either.
But we were already like texting loads and talking to each other. There was never a worry.
Yeah, and we were going on dates and stuff.
And most people listening to this, and most people going forward, are going to have sex probably before they are still comfortable. They're probably going to have sex before they're ever going to pick up the phone and call their partner.
Sure.
And that's just the way the world has gone. So, but I think it's just like, maybe try not to like worry about texting them if you've already fucking text them. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and if they have an issue with that, you can be like, you were inside me, fuck you. I just don't think as well we should push. We have, like, I want it to be a sex positive world, but I don't want it to be like sex is just like going to the gym. And I'm sure people listening to this will be like, well, that's what it is for me. And we got to remember, yeah, because it's for like that for you, doesn't mean it's not like that for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's another thing to consider if you're hooking up with someone. And I've had friends be like, yeah, I'm just hooking up with this person. And then I've heard the person, because we've been all mutual friends, and the other person is like, oh my God, yeah, I can't wait for us to be together. Like, they're just taking their time. And it's like, oh, you think because you can compartmentalize that obviously this person can too.
Yeah, yeah.
And people's feelings get hurt because some people get attached when they have sex. And I think you have to communicate. It has to be like, I just want to have sex. And it'll never be anything more than that.
Yeah.
Which sounds harsh, but
yeah, it's like a fine balance of like playing how big a deal sex is. Because you don't want it to be so big of a deal that it's like everyone has to wait till marriage, whether they want to or not.
No.
You only do it to have a child and that's it. But you don't also want it to be like not a big a deal that everyone's fucking in the street all the time, you know?
That'd be destructive.
Tough, yeah, that'd be tough for traffic.
Yeah. We're trying to walk down the street, gotta climb over a naked body. I think it's more about being truly honest with yourself and with other people, because you will, if you're just into hooking up and you really want to just hook up with someone, if you're honest, you'll find someone else who's into that. You'll meet at 11 p.m. you'll hook up for a couple of hours, you'll go home, you won't bother each other till you're horny again, and that's great. Why you waste the time with someone who, when they have sex, they want it to lead to a relationship? And I think that's the disconnect in our society right now. People aren't being honest about what they want, or they want to have sex with the person, but they, a certain person, so they're not going to be honest with them because they know that person won't have sex with them.
Yeah.
Or the other person is like, no, I'm chill, I'm cool, no, it's fine, I can just hook up with in the background. And I mentioned a bit of this in the last episode with Ray, but in the background they're like hoping that the person will change their mind. So I think it's all down to just being really honest about what, really figuring out what you want and being honest. And if you don't really know and you want to try around, fine, don't feel too guilty, don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. It all just stems back to the patience-ness and like putting in the time and effort with things, and how we all just want, because I think there is someone out there for everyone. You know, if you want to cover yourself in honey and have sex that way, I'm sure there's another honey fucker out there. But you have to find them, you know? And then if you don't find them, maybe you find someone else that you are compatible with a lot of other things in your life, and you're like, I don't really need the honey fucking thing.
Yeah. It's,
you know, I don't need that. And I think it's just a matter of investing time in trying to find people. Because everyone wants that, high school sweethearts. We got married when we were 19 and we've been together for 70 years or whatever. But it's like, you don't need that. You can spend time to try and find the right person. And everyone's just like worried about what tomorrow will bring. And
I think the opposite is to what you said. So I think maybe a lot of people do want that. And a lot of people hear that and they have like a panic attack. Like that's their idea of a nightmare, being with the one person for the rest of their life.
Sure.
But it's like, you know, you could be with someone, and I want to be with you forever, because I can't imagine unless I die, and then you can be with some other bitch and I'm going to haunt you. But
it's just going to have a kettle that's constantly screaming.
Yeah. I told him that if I die and he meets someone else, he needs to say that he can only be in a long-term relationship for this lifetime, because my soul's going to be hanging around waiting for him.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the opposite of ghosting you. I'm going to be really ghosting, like there, floating about. But no, I think... oh my God, I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, and I think for some people, like, the idea of commitment is terrifying, but it's like, so what? Commit. You can break up, or, you know, you can commit for 10 years, or, you know, I mean, like, breaking up is the easiest, right? Like, divorce and stuff is the easiest. It's not like before.
That's the thing, too. It's like, everyone always thinks it's either one night stand, hooking up, never talking again, or we are in this forever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, you can have a relationship that lasts for a little while and then realize you don't want that. That's not gonna happen to us, but but you also do have to, like, it is a weird, like, because with relationships, if you are in a long-term relationship, you kind of have to like act like that's the one. You know what I mean? We are.
I know what you mean, though. Wait, yeah. Do you think we're not?
I'm no, I do think we're the one.
It's really easy to project your insecurities.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? And I feel like even if you're like in it for a couple months, the whole way through you have to act like you're the one.
I think that's being dishonest.
You think it is?
Yeah, yeah. If someone's like, you're in together for 4 months and they're like, oh, do you see building a life with me? And if the person doesn't and is like, I don't see that right now. I know it's hurtful, but I think it's better to be like, oh, you know, I just don't really look that far into the future. And because this could be a person who wants to get married and have kids. So it's like, okay, well, no, you know, I don't see myself being like long term with someone, maybe. And we're exclusive and we're together right now. But yeah, I think it's okay to check in with them and be like, because you don't want to waste someone's time either.
Yeah.
And I think if you're truly honest with everybody, you'll find someone who's okay with that. Again, being patient and just doing the work. And sometimes people are lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think as well with like the kinks and stuff, I think honestly, a great way to learn and express your kinks is in a healthy relationship. Because there's stuff we've done that I would have never thought I would have done, but I trust you, I'm committed to you. And I would hate if we broke up, and God knows what could happen in the world. But and I don't think we ever will, because I think our relationship is so great and it gets better as we go along. But in saying that, if it did, I would have learned a lot about my body, about... So I think it's more like go into it. If someone's like afraid of commitment, you could just go into it with like just enjoy it while it's going along, I guess. It's hard though, because now I'm thinking about all my friends who want marriage and babies, and that would be their nightmare.
Yeah.
But you just don't know. Like, me and you are saying we want to have a kid one day and we want to have a life together, but who knows what could happen? You could get a bang on the head and forget all about me and want to go off with men, you know? Because, you know, you said sexuality is a spectrum. So my point is that you can't worry that it's going to end or whatever, but you could be together doesn't mean it's forever either.
Here, I see you're going to buy me a helmet next week. Start wearing this around. I don't want you getting a bang head anytime soon.
Yeah, so I think it's like, I also, yeah, I just think I'm trying to explain it in a way that's okay to the partner, because if you're just the type of person who's like, the idea of being with someone forever is awful, I mean, I think that means maybe you don't want to have like a long-term marriage and maybe not commit to having kids, and that conversation usually comes up within a half a year or a year.
Yeah.
So when it does, you just be honest, and if the person's like, okay, well, I'm okay kind of figuring this out for a few more months or a few more years, because the person might be like 23 and might not want to have kids till they're 30, but they love being with you, and you might then just separate when the person wants to like find that.
Yeah.
I just think it's all about being honest, and if you don't know, be honest too and be like, I just don't know, I haven't figured it, because it takes a while to figure out what you want and what you like. And that's why I think like trying to have all your kinks on a one-night stand, totally fine if you've messaged about it, you've explained what you like, you talk about it and you communicate. But if you haven't and you just go in there doing that and then you're annoyed that the person won't do it, I'm back with you on the, if you actually date and get to know someone, and usually someone who's in love with you as well will want to try things and explore.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, no one owes you anything, and don't expect stuff straight away. But yeah, I think
that is the other side of the coin, is like, you also don't owe anyone anything just because you love them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not. Anyone.
And if
I'm going to ever do that fantasy that you told me.
Yeah. Yeah. If
and
they,
I love you so much.
Yeah. And if they try and pressure you into it and saying like, I can't love you unless you do this thing, then it's like, well, then maybe you don't love them, because this person is,
yeah, if anyone ever
not looking out for
wrong.
Your interest. Yeah.
And I think it's like being able to put yourself in the other person's shoes. So a lot of time when you're dating, and me and Leland have really learned how to communicate, because I guess we realized this. So I would be annoyed about something and Leland wouldn't understand because it wouldn't annoy him. So he has to put himself in my shoes with my experiences and think, oh, well, of course it wouldn't annoy me because I haven't gone through A and Z, but then of course is a trigger to her because of her, what she's gone through, being it just being a woman, being it your childhood, being it ex-boyfriends. So when you say your fantasy, for me to explain to you why it would make me uncomfortable and the worries it would put in our relationship, you're able to go, oh my God, that totally makes sense. I'm just seeing it from a, this is hot and I'd like to do this. Not as in this could actually for you because you're so uncomfortable that jeopardize, I don't know how to say that word.
Jeopardize.
The relationship.
Yes.
So I think that's even down to your kinks or your just general dating, always be able to go, this is how I feel and these are the reasons why I feel it, but turn around and go, oh, okay, but this is why they feel it. And just because you feel it, just because it wouldn't affect you or it would make you upset or would make you angry, that doesn't mean everybody thinks the way you do.
Yeah.
Is that a good?
Yeah.
That's a good piece of advice?
I think so.
Okay, good. Because it's like, also, at that time, we had an argument and you were like, well, that wouldn't bother me. But I was also like, I don't understand why that wouldn't. I nearly didn't believe it. But then I had to go, oh, well, actually, he has really healthy relationships with his exes. None of them. It didn't end well. It didn't end bad. They weren't possessive or jealous. So, oh, I'm coming from this where I've had really toxic relationships. So, of course, I wouldn't have mementos from exes. Mm. So when you do it, when you had done it, it was like, ew, is he still into them? But I was coming from it with my experiences.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like you have to really. I don't know how to land this plane, Leland. wait. Can we just stop talking about this and really quickly talk about last night in bed? I said Irish sentences to Leland, and he tried to translate them. Could we do that?
Sure.
Okay. So, and for any of the Irish listeners listening, please don't correct me on my pronunciation. I am not saying that I'm fluent in Irish. This is just how I remember to say it. Okay, so Leland, what does...
Oh, wait, hold on. I don't... Because I said some of them, I don't remember, so it might be different answers.
Yeah,
now.
Just go off the top of your head. What okay. You think... What you think this is in English.
Okay.
An catagom dulgadi an letras.
A catacomb underneath my electric dress.
Yesterday you said underneath my mattress.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Garev mila mahaga.
One more time.
Garev mila mahaga.
Drive me to my ugly girl.
Oh, I forgot I should tell you. The first one was, can I go to the toilet?
Oh, and so close.
The second one is, thank you.
Drive me to my ugly girl.
Thank you. Okay. You already know. Oh, Ihoa.
Ihoa?
Yeah.
Ihoa. Ihoa. It's like something from Schitt's Creek. Ew, David. Ihoa, David.
It means good night. Ta agla urum.
Ta agla urum. The ugly urn?
No.
That's where you put your relatives that you don't like after they get cremated?
No, I think it means I'm afraid, I hope. And... Tattoo Amadon.
Tattoo Amadon?
Yeah.
Saw you at Ramadan?
Yeah, that's definitely something we say in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very Jewish country.
Ramadan is Muslim.
Oh, never mind.
Leland is Sanam Do.
Leland just sodomized the dough.
You fucked the dough with the dough's asshole. No. Is that sodomy?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it means like it's me saying his name is Leland.
Mm.
Okay, and the last one. Digwitch.
Deadwitch.
Means hello.
Deadwitch to you. Deadwitch to you, sir.
Oh, wait, and I think this one is right. Tagralat.
One more time?
The grillat.
The grillat.
No, I love you.
I love you. The grillat.
I think I could be wrong. Okay, where can people find you and listen to your podcast and all that?
You can find me at Leland Comedy, Instagram, TikTok, and you can find my podcast at The Idiot's Catalog, spelled the American way, CATLOG.
The wrong way.
Yeah, the wrong way. Because we're idiots, and it's our catalog. It's a very silly inventions-based podcast I do with my friends.
And if you guys want to sign up to the Patreon, the video will be there. I'm going to start putting some of the videos on YouTube too. So if you want to sign up to my YouTube, it's Katie Boyle Comic. And if you have any suggestions for guests, that's always helpful, or topics, so that I'm not just like recovering topics, etc. Please DM me on Instagram at Katie Boyle Comic. You can always email as well, contact the shift. I do forget to check it, so I'll try to check it more. And I'm just looking at a book. There's the attached book I need to go over. And if you sign up to the Patreon, these are usually up earlier, but everything's late this week. Not like my period, though, because I am on it. you'll get solo episodes each week. So usually between 20 to 40 minutes of me just rambling on about life in New York City and like more privacy details and, you know, going to therapy and overcoming insecurities and stuff. And yeah, starting to get real healthy. So I'm going to have to start. Oh, I did one episode last week just because I was like, things were pretty good this week. So I just talked about that show, The Ultimatum.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Who knew? I had 40 minutes to say on that show. I was like, this will just be quick. This will be 15 minutes. You know, everything's going real good this week. Didn't really have anything to talk about in therapy. And then I looked and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was 40 minutes about that fucking show. So yeah, I'll in the Patreon, I'll be doing like personal stuff and then stuff about shows, like reality shows too. So let me know if you watch any reality shows you want me to talk about, I'll also learn how to speak, and the attached book as well. I'm going to cover in that at some point too. But other than that, love you all. Please rate and review. It helps a lot. Rate and review. Yes, thank you. Anything else?
Nope, I think that's it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.